Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Come in.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me out. Let me invite myself out.
Hey,
Jack. I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Good to see you.
Good. Thanks for agreeing to talk to me today.
We always enjoy talking with you.
Good. Good. I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah, I grew up in this house. My parents moved here in 49.
And were you born in this house?
No, I was born in New Mexico.
So when did you start living here then?
My mother and father had been wandering in New Mexico for years. He was a conservation district manager, and Hugh Bennett was the new Secretary of Agriculture. And he had these young kids out trying to save the land and re-terrace them because of the Dust Bowl. So mom and dad wandered in that world for about 9 years, and then they were able to get here. And my mother knew what here was because she moved from Breen moved from Mariola to Breen.
So what age did you move here then?
I moved here in 49, so I was 5.
Okay. And Jack, what about you? How did you land in the Mancos Valley?
Well, I grew up over in the San Luis Valley and went to school at Fort Lewis. And I dated Patricia's roommate. And that didn't last very long after I met Patricia, so that's how I got here.
Got married. I've known Jack 54 years. We've been married 53. Our parents both had to sign for us to get married. And you know, there's something about knowing where you belong.
No, I was always attracted to the West Slope, which is what we call this when in the San Luis Valley. And when I got over here and went to school at Fort Lewis, I got to taking botany classes, field botany, systematic biology things and all of that, and got really attached to the La Plata's and the San Juan's and all of that kind of thing.
So, what is it about this place, do you think, that makes it feel like home or makes it feel like a place that is home?
To me as a photographer, the phenomenal thing here is the light. It's almost like it's generating all the time something different that I've never seen. And I've looked at it for 73 years, so you know, it's just where I belong. And Jack lied to me. He claimed that I was going to be a farmer or rancher wife, and then he went off and got a PhD and put me in a city for 40 years. So he owes me a few. They're right here. And I'm just, 15 years ago, we just one day didn't go back.
Well, I think one of the nicest places in the world to live is between the mountains and the desert. So we're sitting right here where we have beautiful weather year-round. We did discuss several times about building a house or buying a house in Arizona for the winter and all of that, and we're so attached that we just don't want to leave.
Well, how can you get up in the morning and not think you're at some exclusive, unbelievable place that brings such joy to you? And that's all, it's just not believable what it's like in this space.
I think one of the things that makes this corner of the state a beautiful place to live is all the public lands. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there, it's for us to use, it's for everybody to use, and it determines the vistas that we wake up to every morning, is to have that public space out there. And I think that's really important. That's one of the reasons why I've gotten involved on the board of the Montezuma Land Conservancy, is that I think that there are very few places in the world with the kind of open space that we have. And saving private open spaces to complement the public open spaces, I think, is a really positive thing to do.
What kinds of concerns do you have around this place in terms of the future and what might happen here 20, 30 years down the road?
Well, if you look at what's happened in many places that we lived in Southern California, we lived in Maryland, we have traveled all over North America and parts of Africa, and we've seen lots of places that haven't had a vision for what they wanted their future to be. And it becomes chaos in terms of the environment, importance of agriculture as a part of the community, to me, is a really important thing that needs to be maintained in any community, because I think that that's where our food should come from, is our neighbors. And so that's one of the reasons we raise grass-fed beef, so that we don't ship our animals outside of Montezuma County. We do, they're born and raised and fattened on grass that grows right here.
I think we all have to be concerned about oil and gas. It's just a sleeping giant under there. And we have good organizations that work on that, but we have to be vigilant with that.
How much acreage do you have in a conservation easement here?
We have 100 acres down on the Mancos River. The Mancos River runs through it. It's in a conservation easement. It was in, Dick White had put it in a conservation easement, and we bought it from him after the easement was on it. And that's the only way that we can really assure that the property doesn't get divided into smaller and smaller parcels. We'll probably end up putting the rest of our land in conservation easement in the near futures. We call it the River Ranch. The River Ranch is in a place where there are amazing views to the west, to Point Lookout and Weber Mountain and Menifee Mountain and Little Platas, and everything are fully visible from there. And the river runs through it, and we would like it to be that way forever. And that's the only way that we can make sure that happens, is to have it in a conservation easement. I think the rural values, the agricultural values, the natural ecosystem that you feel when you live here is important to keep. And if we just let the world go on and get divided up into pieces, why, it won't be here anymore.
An awful lot of the land is in conservation easements. And I think in the next 10, 15 years, much of what I'm looking at that's not will go in. It just sells itself. It just makes sense. And Jack and I just recently drove down in the Weber area, and it's staggering, the corridor that is saved. And those corridors are such wildlife corridors, from Menifee over to Mesa Verde.
So if you could choose three words to describe this place, which three words would you choose?
Beautiful.
Safe.
Rich. I think that richness is one of the things that keeps bringing us back here. If you look at our cultural history, if you look at our environment, the mountains and the desert and all of those kinds of things, if you look at the diversity of plants and animals, it's just a rich place to live. There's always something good happening out there.